Yeah. Now, listen, we've been having all this, I don't know what you call it. It has to get. But it's like we've been looking at things that we've been taught or heard, and we've been learning or discovering that, maybe that wasn't quite just right. It was kind of like off the mark. So, I have been reading this book, Who We Are in Christ. Okay? So the things that I'm going to point out to you came from here. I can't take credit for any of it, right? Yo. So anyway, what you're going to hear today, it's either going to affirm something that you already know or that's already been revealed to you, or it's going to just say, oh, like that. You're going to learn something new, or I don't know if you're learning something new, you're looking at it with a different perspective, different angle. Okay? So what am I talking about? Let's start with the heart of the new creation. When we have our born again experience, okay? When we say, Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life. And whatever you say, make me new, or I just want to be with you, whatever. Whatever your experience with, it's different for everybody. Sometimes people who are mean, they mean well, and they're trying to give us good advice. But sometimes, well, what I've learned from reading this book, maybe they were kind of a little bit off. All right, for example, there's a verse, Jeremiah 17, verse 9, and it goes like this. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Okay, so sometimes this is quoted as trying to describe the condition of a true believer's heart. Okay? But this gentleman who wrote this book, he said that's not what it means. It's not referring to the new believer. Because later on, Jeremiah in chapter 31, 33 says, this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. So, you're born again. You got a new heart. So how can this new heart be wicked? Is the point. How can this new heart be deceitful? It isn't. It's a new heart. But yet, I don't know about you. I've heard it lots of times. I've been told this. Okay? That's one. Check this out. And you'll see it all tie in a few minutes. How about the two natures? Tradition tells us that we have two natures. Mind you, I'm talking about the born again believer. We have two natures. One is good and one is evil. Really? Born again? We got two natures. One's good, one's bad. One's. That's what tradition says. But what does Paul say? Paul says, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. Ta-da! All right. Much of the church believes we have a new nature. Yeah, okay. They believe we have a new nature, but they think we can't get loose from the old one. Okay, so who are you going to believe? Which one is right? Tradition, who says the two natures? Or Paul, who says we're new creation, new nature. Okay, hang on to that one. Let's move on to another one. How about this? You got to die to self. I've heard that. I've even said it myself. I haven't even prayed it. Die to self. Think about this now. Should we as born again believers die to self? As a new creation, your self is renewed. Okay? It's a renewed soul. All right? You want to die to your renewed soul? Okay. Your true self is now your recreated spirit by God, out of righteousness, holiness, and the truth. Why would you want to die to that? That's what the author says. He said, why would you want to die to that? Okay. You would only want to die to that if you believe that the soul and body formed by the by Adam, you know, who sinned, and that's called the fall, was still the real you. Dying to self. All right, now let's move on. Hey, I got another one for you. Hey, what's wrong with me as a new believer, a new believer? What is wrong with me? I have said that. It came from doing some things or saying some things I shouldn't have said. Like maybe using profanity or sitting down and having a really gluttonous meal. Gluttony is sin, right? Yeah, okay, so. Or maybe lying a little here and there, okay? The problem is, here's the thing. We grew up in this world, okay? And we have been conditioned mentally to sin because that's all we knew. We were in the world, okay? Our minds, which once ruled us before our born-again experience, was taught by this world's system. Okay, if you read Romans 8, 5, 6, it talks about the carnal mind. What's the carnal mind? The carnal mind is the mind of the flesh. That means the mind is set on the flesh. Spiritually minded, our mind is set on the spirit, which is the mind of the spirit. All right. The wicked thing in our being is the mind set on the flesh. But here's the good news. Our minds can be renewed and brought into harmony with our new created spirit. Our hearts cannot be deceitfully wicked and pure at the same time. Okay? As a new creation, our hearts have been purified by faith. By faith. You've got to believe this. Because it is true, it did happen, but you can deny it. You can say, oh, that's blah, 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 I don't believe that. Well, you got to believe it, all right, by faith. So, the heart is purified by faith and believing, believing changes the condition of the heart. And this is backed up by Hebrews Chapter 3, verse 12. All right. A little bit more on the flesh. The flesh is that part of man that is apart from divine influence. When man was first created, he could walk and commune with God. The Bible speaks of Adam walking in the garden. He and God, they had a relationship, and they walked in the garden. They talked, okay? Now, when Adam fell, which that's called a fall, that caused man's nature, that caused the human nature to change from light to darkness. From life to death. Man then began to depend on his senses rather than his relationship. with God. And here comes Satan. He moves in, you know, being very subtle. Over time, moves man further and further away from God, causing man to be more, you know, in an independent thing, like, I don't need God, and causing man to be rebellious. Okay. So, instead of his soul being instructed by the Father through his human spirit, as it was originally intended, his soul was now being guided by Satan through his body and mind. So the flesh is guided by the influence of the world, which is opposite or opposed to kingdom thinking and living. Living after the flesh is living in the values and influences of the world, which are totally opposite to the kingdom of God. The values of the kingdom of God is walking in the spirit. So if you can get this picture now, there's the flesh, there's the spirit. Which one are you going to follow? Are you going to walk in the flesh, or are you going to walk in the spirit? It's just that simple. Okay? It is simple after you understand it. All right, now, how do we do that? That's simple too. First of all, it's believing. Believing that our old nature is maybe about as big as that dot over there on the floor. Here's the thing. And I know well-meaning people who want to please God. Their focus has been on the old nature and how they're going to overcome this and how they're going to overcome that, when the focus should be on the new nature. The focus should be on, okay, I'm not the same. I'm not the same. God has forgiven me of everything, all things, all wrongs, all whatever. I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven through Jesus Christ, what he did. Only thing I did was receive him, accept him. That's the only thing you did, was receive him, accept him, ask him to come into your heart. And the thing is that Christians, born again Christians, have got to focus on that. They've got to examine what do they really believe. Believe what Jesus is, what he says to us. He says it in his word. Listen to Paul. We are new creatures in Christ. We're not the same. There was something else I wanted to bring up to mention about this too. I got so many notes here that hold on. Okay. The teachings that many have embraced with an honest desire to please God have actually walked in, here it is, double-mindedness. Right. Good night. I never thought about it like that before. You know what the word says about double-minded? Double-minded, you just, what does it say? You will fall. A house divided, that's it. A house divided cannot stand. So on this issue, folks, we got to get rid of the double-mindedness, okay? People believe, many good people, they mean well, they believe in the new nature, but not in the new creation. Many believers see themselves as a creature with two natures. Their focus is on death to self. Therefore, their world still revolves around them and what they think is wrong with them. Okay? They put off walking in the new creation because they are waiting for some far-off day when they are dead to self. See, that goes back to that dying to self. No, you don't want to die to the new self. Uh-uh. Because they focus on their soul life, they never find deliverance. So what do we want to do? We want to walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Let me repeat that. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. You don't have to keep thinking about it, fleshly desires. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Okay, so I'm going to walk in the Spirit. I'm not going to sit down and overeat and stuff myself. I'm not going to do that. Because I'm walking in the flesh. I'm walking in the Spirit. And my spirit says, do you really want to eat all that? Or should you take a smaller portion? I'm serious. My spirit has said that to me at times. And I'm either going to say yeah or no. I'm either going to agree with it or, you know, just do what I want to do. But if I'm walking in the Spirit, hey, I will have the power, the strength to say no. Okay. So focus on the Spirit and not the flesh. Now, the keys to seeking those things which are, keep seeking those things which are above. We're told that all the time. I hear it a lot. Sometimes I didn't understand what they really meant. But having read through this, it is clearer. Things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. All right. I'm going to kind of wrap this up now. We are a new creation. The old things of spiritual death and union with Satan have passed away. We are no longer in the flesh. Say that. We are no longer in the flesh, but the Spirit, because of Christ, is in you. But the Spirit is in you. Say, the Spirit is in me. The Spirit is in me. And we're talking about the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is in you, Avonda, Anne-Marie, Jay, Belinda, Eddie, Steve, and Stephen. And Karen, the Holy Spirit is in you, Karen. Hallelujah. All right. Oh, yeah, he's in me too. Hallelujah. He's in with Della. All right. So therefore, we are no longer in the flesh, but in the Spirit, because Christ is in us. So present your body to God and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is the way to sanctification and victory. I think you meant to victory, victorious or something. This is the way to sanctification and victory. And I had to look at that word sanctification, and that means to be set apart for the use of God. Now, we're going to have a celebration of communion because Christ has made all this possible. So, Belinda, you pray for it, please.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this right now, Father, as we partake of your body and the blood, Father. Heavenly Father, we just ask that it has great power over us, Father, for healing, for anything that's going on in our lives at this time, Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes. Thank you. So, as we participate together as a family, in communion, we come together as a family. And Stephen Ray said something this morning. He said, we come in union. Yeah, that's what he said. Come in union as a family. And we come and share in communion because we are remembering. Here's one thing we're remembering. We're remembering what God does not remember about us. Meaning he doesn't remember our past. Okay? So we're coming together and we're sharing it to remember that he is not remembering. Okay? But here's what we are remembering, that we are made righteous in God's eyes. We are sanctified by faith. And we are still being sanctified by faith. So, as we take this bread, we are remembering Jesus' body was broken for us. And we are very thankful that we're not the same. Hallelujah. As we lift this cup, which I get confused sometimes, it's the cup of wine, but it's not wine. It's grape juice, but it represents the blood that was shed so that we may focus on our relationship with Father God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.